All right, welcome to AD4, the podcast by B2B startup marketers. Just one right now for B2B startup marketers, and in this episode for aspiring B2B startup marketers. So today I want to talk about what a career in B2B marketing at a startup company looks like, how you might get into this career if you're a student or looking to make a careers change, and what my experience has been with the most important skills that someone needs to have in order to have a career in B2B startup marketing. So when you think about the word marketing, what comes to mind? Well, for some people, they think about spam and annoying people plaguing their email inboxes, advertisements interrupting their social media feed scrolling, and other really negative connotations. Sometimes marketers have had kind of things associated with us like, oh, marketers are all liars, marketers are all about overhyping products, marketers don't have any substance to what they're saying, and you can't trust them. Well, the funny thing is that in public perception, all these things are very much how the public perceives marketing. In fact, there is less trust in marketing and advertising than ever before, especially in reviews and words about the product from the company that's building them. Instead, what people want to hear is actually authentic reports and accounts about the product, services, and company from other users and other consumers that they trust. Now, why would anyone want to go into a career where most of your audience mistrusts you? No one really necessarily wants to hear from you to begin with, and you are your role will be largely misunderstood by many upper-level executives, including CEOs and founders, by sales, and engineering will definitely have no idea what you do. Many times, people will describe marketing as, oh yeah, that's the team that writes articles and does social media. Yeah, they do our social media. I don't understand what they do, honestly. And that's really common. So you're gonna have a job where no one really understands what it is you're doing to the company. So it's kind of a challenging career to want to be part of and join. And one of the other things that makes marketing that I would like to talk about as the negatives of marketing to encourage you to not do it, is that it's really hard. It's hard to understand an audience. And then if you want to do content marketing, it's hard to learn everything about that market and audience and then create content that's actually helpful and engaging that they want to consume, that builds brand equity and then converts. And there are a lot of variables, a lot of unknowns in marketing that you're dealing with, and oftentimes not a lot of support. So if any of that scares you, don't go into marketing. Perhaps something like accounting, where the rules are very well defined, would be better for you. You'd be more comfortable, interested in it. Or perhaps something with a lot more structure associated with it, like software development, would be something that you would want to gravitate towards. So why would you, and who would want to, I am completely freeballing this right now, driving to meet a friend to go for a walk. Really, this episode is more about just me getting practice doing contemporaneous speaking, because if you're listening to this, bless your heart, but this is pretty much garbage by my standards, but I'm still going to publish this. Maybe I'm actually not going to publish this. I don't know. We'll decide later. But why might you start a career in marketing is where I wanted to go next. So you might want to start a career in marketing if you want, and if you like, communicating. So if you really like communicating and storytelling, especially to a large audience, and it gives you a rush, which it does for me, public speaking gives me a great rush. I love it. I feel like I'm actually alive when I'm up there. There's something about the fear of public speaking, and also just my ego loves the fact that a room full of people are paying attention to me and what I'm saying. Like, that feels great. Who doesn't like that? That feels great. Right. And so if doing that sort of thing interests you, then a career in marketing is probably the right fit, and sales might even be the right fit. But if you want to produce videos, if you want to, write emails and articles, and you enjoy making graphics, and you're interested about building brands, and you're interested to learn about how a brand is created, what impact that has on a business, and how marketing and sales really work together along with product. And what's cool about marketing is you really get a very interesting perspective on the business itself. You get an interesting perspective on product, you get an interesting perspective on sales, finances and accounting, not so much, but let's be honest, if you're still listening to this, you're probably a marketer and that's boring anyways, and we don't want to deal with that unless beyond the extent of looking at our budget and looking at our return on ad spend and other activities, right? So let's put all that gobbledygook aside. But if the thought of doing things like that interests you, then you probably will like a career in marketing. If things like creating demand for a new product in Europe interests you, then you'll probably like a career in marketing. Now, how do you decide between B2B marketing and B2C marketing? Well, I kind of fell into B2B marketing, but I've also tried B2C marketing. And in from my perspective, I really enjoy B2B marketing a lot more. Why? Because the storytelling is a lot more logical. It has to do with things that, pretty much every product has the same story to a degree, right? And in B2B marketing, the story is always, this product is going to help you create speed and efficiency and transform the way blank team is doing blank work. And in that result, you're going to make more money. You're going to save money. Right, you're gonna get a competitive advantage over your competitors. It's the same story every time in B2B marketing, and that is the underlying, I guess you could call it the hero's journey of B2B marketing, since it's part of every brand. So if you like that story and you like the idea of learning about interesting and advanced technologies and how they can be applied in complex business environments, then B2B marketing is probably something you'd actually enjoy. Now, if the thought of selling software and AI and if you hear the word integrations and you get a bad taste in your mouth, or you hear the word account-based marketing, ABM, and you're like, ugh, that sounds disgusting, how boring, how dreadful, B2B marketing is probably not for you, because you won't survive. You have to actually be interested in the products that you are marketing and what the company's doing and the mission and the impact it's gonna have on other companies in this space. But regardless, putting all that aside, marketing, even B2B marketing, is really just about connecting with people. And connecting with people through creating content, creating value, and building brand. And that's a really fun and cool thing to do. Now, if you don't like B2B marketing and you want to do B2C marketing instead, it's important to know that, and it's important that you look for B2C, business to consumer, marketing opportunities exclusively, because many times it's a little bit, not a little bit, it's a lot different marketing a B2C product. The kind of stories you're going to tell are different, the type of brands and the voices and styles are really going to be a little different. You're gonna spend a lot more on advertising. There's not gonna be as much business development that you're gonna get involved in, right? So it's interesting. It's definitely an interesting, different space. But B2B marketing is really rewarding. It's really fun. You get to see it. And then why would you wanna do it inside of a startup company? Well, one of the reasons you would wanna do it inside a startup company is if you learn by doing things and you don't necessarily want a lot of management. So what I mean by that is what happens at bigger companies and marketing teams, let's take Adobe for example. I had a friend that worked at Adobe on their marketing team. I won't say who, but essentially they had 12 people, all right, 12 people involved in a single email send, and the process to get an email send approved, okay, get this, it takes 3 months for a single email. That's ridiculous. Can you imagine being an early in your career marketer and spending 3 months on an email and then deciding, you know what, I think I want to try startups? And then, for example, I spent 15 minutes a week on our email. Of course, that's because I have a marketing agency that writes it. They write the email copy for me now. But for example, this week I didn't like their copy, so we had to change it. And I timed myself, and start to finish, from ideation to execution and scheduled, for one email, it took me 36 minutes. and I didn't have to get it approved by anyone. All right, I used my own judgment. I sent it out. I got to test whatever I wanted. I got to put whatever message I wanted that I thought was appropriate. And I'm getting great open rates, great read rates, great click-through rates. Our VP of one of our sales enablement VPs, she saw the email, she read it, she thought it was great. Now there, that feedback is something that's missing in a larger B2B marketing environment, because you just will not get the reps in. So if you think about this like working out, if you're doing a startup and you're a B2B marketer, you're pumping iron. You're just making so much content, getting so much feedback directly from the market, from people with dozens of years of experience building businesses in the B2B space. Like, you're gonna learn so much faster at a startup company than you ever would at a larger company like Adobe. And even stepping aside from like the actual skills, the mindsets that you're learning from Adobe they're awful, they're atrocious. You're teaching your people. Adobe teaches their marketing teams fear. It teaches them fear, and it teaches them that they need to look for approval from their managers in order to create campaigns, right? If you need to get input from 12 people on a concept, I guarantee you by the end of it, that concept is gonna be trash. It's just not gonna be good. And that's why larger companies often struggle with their marketing, because so many people are involved in it and everyone needs to add their two cents because they need to feel like they're doing something. So at the end of it, what you have is just this horrific hodgepodge of different ideas and perspectives on what Adobe is, what the marketing should be, and you just have something that falls flat and isn't effective that no one really liked producing in the first place, right? So instead, with a startup company, what you have is you get to define the vision, you execute your vision, and the market tells you if you're doing it right or not. And that is the best way to learn, in my opinion, is just put it out there. Put it out there and the market will tell you if it's good or not. And if you see it's not good, just keep putting more stuff out there and eventually you'll find what's good because you'll get better. Just like with podcasting, just like with anything else in the world, you want to look, if you're someone that wants to look for more experiences and you learn through experiences and trial and error, and you love being creative and just being very quick in your time from having an idea to executing it, right? You want to be in a startup company. Like, you're gonna get amazing opportunities. Like, what do you think anyone in the first 6 years of their career has the opportunity to launch a podcast for the entire company, own the entire email marketing, own most of the marketing operations, get involved in sales strategy and partner marketing strategy, understand that dynamic, own the demand gen strategy, own the SEO strategy, execute on the content, own the content strategy, own social media strategy? There is no way you are getting to do that at a large company this early in your career. Forget about it. So if you want to be a really good B2B marketer, the best way to do it is to join a startup company. You absolutely have to join a startup company. I am so biased for this. And if you're really joining anything else, the only caveat I have here is if you want to join one of the bigger brands just for resume, resume gold, which is a thing. It's definitely a thing. If someone sees, oh, they worked at Google, I guess we better hire them, right? So people see that and they gravitate towards it. There's still this bias of these big brands that these people are like magically good or better than someone that has actually been working at startup companies his entire career, which is insanity. But nonetheless, if you want to do that and kind of get into later stage startup companies, that's a good play as well. I would honestly discourage you from doing it just because it's not what I did, and I'm really happy with the path that I've taken. But that's definitely something you can do. So that's a little bit about a career, getting a career started in B2B marketing. And also what I wanted to talk about are the skills that you need to develop as a student, a marketing student, if you want to be competitive for these roles. What's not going to cut it is, one second here. Oh, I missed my exit. That's okay. Google Maps will reroute me. All right, we're back. Yeah, so if you didn't go to like a top 25 undergraduate school and for marketing and business, like chances are you're gonna have a rough time finding a marketing job right out of college if all you do is go and get your degree. Even if you get like one internship, you're gonna have a really hard time. There just aren't that many marketing jobs out there, right? There's way more sales jobs than there are marketing jobs. There always will be. So breaking into marketing as a career field is really difficult, even with a marketing degree. So you really need to show that you understand marketing by marketing yourself, right? Marketing yourself right away in college. Like, forget studying your books a lot, okay? You want to just study the books and textbooks and pay attention in class just enough to get an A or a B, or if you're in the C's get degrees squad, then, you know, C's get degrees, so just crack the book open the day before the final exam, drink some Monsters, and get it done. But you want to spend as little time as possible doing that, and you want to look out for opportunities, which there's so many, and you might even want to consider doing free work. I've probably done a good year or two more worth of free work, part-time, but I've done that, and it's invaluable because it teaches you things that you could just never learn from reading a book. Experience is the best teacher. And you get to put those experiences on your resume. So when I graduated, I came right out of the gate with already 3 or 4 years of work experience because I had not stopped working the entire time. And anytime I was in between jobs, I used that time to drum up startup concepts with my friends and then try to launch them and try to market them and build them from scratch with no budget, right? So that type of thing, if you can go and do that. And then what I did is I went and I put all those experiences together and built a personal website called ameyadeshmukh.com. Well, actually, that's what it's evolved into. At the time, it was called Infinity Duke, which was this funny idea I had for a marketing agency name. I really wanted to do a marketing agency, and I have a funny story about that I could talk to you about later. But I had put that site together, and I started doing content marketing on the website, and I was getting, you know, monthly visitor increases. I didn't have a lot of readers. I had maybe like 100 to 200 visitors each month, which is paltry in the world of SEO, but I wasn't writing very much, and at the time, I didn't really understand SEO or how it worked, so I got discouraged really quickly because I saw Neil Patel talking about how he went from X traffic to 100,000 visitors in just 2 months, and I was just like, how did he do that? That's crazy. I can't even get it. Like, forget it. I suck at this, right? But still, I did that, and what helped there is when I went into interviews, not only did it help me get interviews, but when I went into the interviews, every time they said, hey, you know, we looked at your website and like you've done a lot. That's really cool. And we like the way you write, and we like the way you've put the site together. And, you know, it seems like you've got a good handle on things. You've got a good amount of experience on these different projects, these different companies you already worked for, because I sometimes would work for free when I started. And, you know, it also shows them that you are serious about your career in marketing, right? Because most of the time, if someone comes out of college with, you know, a decent GPA, I think anything above a 3.25 is a decent GPA to come out of college with, right? Unless you're trying to get into some upper echelon MBA program. But even like USC's MBA program, the cutoff limit at the bottom is like 3.25, right? So it's not really that critical. It's not as critical as everyone makes it out to be. And plenty of people that have like 4.3 somehow get rejected from Harvard and Stanford because they ignored everything else, right? And they're looking for diversity. So, you know, even if you're worried about your graduate school admissions, don't be. It's more important that you get that experience and understanding from actually doing the work, right? What was I talking about? Right. So you want to put that portfolio together and create that presence, because it's really easy to impress people with stuff like that. It's so easy. I mean, you just tell someone you have a podcast, and they're impressed that you even are making a podcast, even if no one listens to it yet, which kind of is the case with this one. I have like listeners randomly from, I think, 8 different countries, but no one regularly yet. And that's because it's still really early on, and, you know, that's fine with me. And as you saw earlier in this episode, I'm still not necessarily very good at extemporaneous speaking, which is what I need to be good at in order to be able to produce this on a very consistent basis. I need to be able to sit down, think of a topic and just rattle it off, you know, from my experience and knowledge, and be able to create content. Because I mean, one of my goals with doing this stuff is to build that ability to create, right? To shorten the time from ideation to execution to publish, right? Which is the entire concept of Lean Startup, which again, I talked about in another episode in more detail. You can go listen to it. I think it was episode 40 something. This is episode 50, which is pretty awesome. Because this is a milestone towards my goal of 100. I'm really happy that to everyone that's been listening so far, that's joined me on this journey of podcasting and learning how to communicate more effectively and just being more confident about my abilities as a business speaker. And you know, I've gotten a lot of benefits from this already. You know, I have the way I communicate has definitely improved. In meetings, the way I communicate has improved in video. Even the way I communicate day to day with other people has improved from doing this. And that's such an important skill. It just can't be said enough. And there really isn't any way to get better at something like this, communicating, without doing a lot of it and then recording yourself and listening to yourself doing it. You know, I think I'm the one that listens to my own podcast the most, which sounds vain or vainglorious, but really it's from a humble place. It's about listening to what I'm doing and then seeing where there's areas for improvement. So some of the areas for improvement I noticed from the early days are, you know, varying tone, varying pitch, varying the hardness of the way I speak. You know, learning to enunciate really clearly was something I struggled with early on and I'm getting better at. And I think modulating my voice is something that I still need to do more of, because I tend to talk at this high energy type of register the entire time, which isn't always good, because you want the audio and the speech to, you know, ebb and flow, and you want to take people on a journey, right? But you don't want to do it like that, because now that got kind of kooky and weird, and that'll turn people off, because this is a B2B podcast, right? So there's a lot that you need to work on and do to make the podcast better and to make yourself better. And just like, you know, this journey, I just wanted to take you on a little thought process bender there of what's going on in my head and why I'm doing this. But that's what you have to do with every marketing skill, right? You got to do it with emails. You got to do it with your videos. You got to do it with your blogs. You got to do it with your ideas for all those things as well. You got to do it with your approach to creating your funnels. You got to do it with your ads. I mean, you have to do it with everything in marketing. Marketing is just a constant iteration, and it's constant Kaizen, right? Just always improving. So, you know, really, if you bring that approach to your marketing and just become fearless about putting things out there, even if they're not very good sometimes, like this one. I'm not super proud of this episode. The beginning was pretty choppy, but I think there's some nice bits in here. Exactly. So, I mean, I think if you just put more stuff out, and if you are fearless of the judgment that people might have on the stuff you put out, and just keep doing the work, like, eventually you get much better. You get better than you ever thought you could get. From overcoming those fears and obstacles. So let's close this episode out, because I'm almost to my destination. Now, if you're thinking about a career in marketing and you're a college student, here's my cheat sheet, all right? Look for opportunities to do marketing work. Work for free. You can work remotely. You can have a job, work on marketing, and go to school at the same time. It's possible. I know I did it. I know there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that do that, okay? You could do the same, and you'll still have time to go out on the weekends. Don't act like you don't have any time, because you have time, okay? You just need to prioritize it better. And finally, what you want to do is you want to create some sort of project that you've done for marketing that you're just doing for yourself. No one's told you to do this. You're just doing it because you're curious. You want to learn, and it can be anything, right? It can be, okay, I've put aside $500, and I picked this product from Amazon for dropshipping, and I'm going to try to sell it if I want to do B2C marketing, for example. And I'm going to do that, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to do it until I get a return on ad spend that's positive, and, you know, boom, right there. That is so impressive that you did that, right? No one does that. Who does that, right? Who does that? What college student is doing that in marketing? No one's doing that, right? Or you can start a podcast. And what you can, if you start a podcast, what's cool is you can abuse your status as a student, and you can DM people on LinkedIn and you can ask them, hey, you know, I'm a student. I'm doing this podcast to learn more about a marketing career. Could I interview about your career? Lots of people from my school listen to this, and it'd be great if you could, I think you could give us some great advice. Who's going to say no to that, right? Really, only people that literally don't feel like they have time are going to say no to that. But out of every 10 people, one person's going to say yes for sure, because it's such an easy ask. It's 30 minutes. It's a conversation. They get their name out there. You get a little piece of content and you build your network, right? It's really cool. So there's so many opportunities out there for you to separate yourself regardless of what school you go to, right? And you can get into any marketing area you want to get into, right? You can become a content marketer at B2B startups. You can get in and try to work for the larger brands. Again, but we're talking about these sorts of things, it really starts to matter more what school you went to. So there is that to consider. But on the startup scale, you can break in by distinguishing yourself by doing things outside of the scholastic venue. And so if you've got any questions about getting into a career in marketing, always feel free to reach out or comment, or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. I'm Amaya Deshmukh on there. Amaya Deshmukh 10 is my profile URL. You can also email me at amaya@amayadeshmukh.com or visit my website, amayadeshmukh.com. So thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will see you guys next time on AD4.